Welcome to The Economy and You, a five-minute look at the way developments in the local economy and financial field impact your day-to-day life. On today's program, we examine the upcoming increase in the income tax threshold set to take effect on January 1, 2015. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Each working person is required to make a financial contribution towards the operation and upkeep of government services. One of the ways the government collects these contributions is by imposing what are called taxes. Income tax is a tax imposed by the government on money you earn by working or investing in financial ventures. The amount of income tax each individual pays is determined by the amount of money he or she earns. However, the government does not collect income tax on earning below a certain amount. This amount is called a threshold. As of January 1, 2015, the government will increase the threshold, meaning a greater portion of individual earnings will no longer be taxed, leaving taxpayers with some additional funds in their pockets. The new threshold is $557,232 per year, and when broken down, means that the tax-free portion of income will be $10,716 for those paid weekly, $21,432 fortnightly, $46,436 monthly, and $139,308 per quarter.
So with the increase, what this means is that persons will get an additional amount in their pay. For example, persons who are monthly paid will get an additional $1,040 per month as of January 1. So weekly paid persons who are above the threshold, they will get an additional $240 per month take-home pay.
Director of Communications for Tax Administration Jamaica, Maurice Houghton. The increase in the threshold has implications for self-employed persons as well. The increased threshold is to be used when filing their annual and quarterly income tax returns due March 2015.
For self-employed persons who are responsible for reporting on their own income and determining what their tax liability is, as of this year, when they compute their estimated income tax obligation, and that's an obligation that self-employed persons have, they'll be able to now use this new figure, the 557232, in computing their estimated income for 2015, and they will file that come March 15 of this year.
Pensioners and persons 65 and over are reminded that in addition to the threshold, they are entitled to a pension exemption of $80,000 and an age exemption of $80,000 for those 65 and older. With the increase in the threshold, the tax paid per annum by each individual will reduce by $12,480, while the net effect for each individual per quarter will be a reduction in tax of $3,120. The public is reminded that income in excess of the threshold will continue to be taxed at 25%.
It may seem a little small, however, it's significant in terms of what the government is actually giving up in terms of making the increase in the income tax threshold. Just to make it a little easier for persons, and it's actually part of the government's tax reform in making it easier for persons to meet their obligations.
Director of Communications for Tax Administration Jamaica, Maurice Houghton. For further information, contact Tax Administration Jamaica's Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP, that is 1-888-829-4357, or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
For your convenience, a postal drop-off point in the heart of New Kingston. Send your packages or documents overseas or across the island by using one of Jamaica Post's expedited, registered, or ordinary mail services. Visit Jamaica Post's New Kingston office at Shop 6C New Kingston Business Center, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, call 1-888-526-7678 or 509-9331. Jamaica Post is more than just mail.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.